All right. Amen. If you have your Bibles, our scripture today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. New King James Version of the Bible, it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything," somebody say, "in everything."
"In
everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." For who? Y'all got to say for you? Yes? Yeah. Yeah, for y'all. So this don't sound like an option to me. I mean, it kind of sounds directive when he says, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will." Not his suggest. This is his. Y'all, come on, y'all can say "will" a little louder than that. I'm going to have y'all talking today, so warm up right now. It's his will that you talk today. That you say something. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
"For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Amen? You may be seated. First, let me acknowledge and say thanks to the young people who are participating in our worship service today. A special thanks to the leaders and the parents of those who have been inspired and encouraged to serve God in any capacity that God has blessed them. Amen? Well, today we're going to begin a short series entitled Intentional Grateful. Intentionally Grateful. Intentionally Grateful. Now, grateful is being thankful for kindness, help, blessings, or benefits. Having a heart posture of thankfulness. Showing appreciation and gratitude. Somebody say gratitude. Now, church, being grateful is not a casual emotion. It is a deliberate decision. In other words, if you're going to be grateful and give God thanks, you got to do it on purpose. See, you don't just stumble into gratefulness. You have to, on purpose, steer your heart toward it. That's why we can come to church and have the capacity to tell God thank you. Sometimes we don't do it. When in essence, we should never have to be encouraged or excited or motivated to say, don't get quiet, this is a talking sermon today. And so in order for us to be grateful the way God wants to, we got to do something. Not just in here, but when we leave here. See, in the Bible, we see that the Bible does not tell us to feel thankful, it tells us to give thanks. That means that gratitude is an act of your will, an act of your obedience, and an act of your faith. So gratitude is not something that we wait to feel. It is something that we deliberately choose to practice. Y'all got that? See, a grateful heart gives us the faith to say, God has been good, God is good, and God will be good. Even when we're experiencing moments of doubt, discouragement, and discomfort. In the world that we live in, there's always going to be chaos and confusion. But we have to choose to give thanks to God for all things. Not for the condition of the world we live in, but we give him thanks in spite of the condition of the world or the circumstances we live in. See, get this. In scripture, being grateful involves remembrance. So we're called to remember what God has done. In scripture, being grateful is about recognizing. In other words, we have to recognize his ongoing goodness toward us. In scripture, gratefulness is about responding. And we respond with praise, thanksgiving, and obedience. Y'all follow me so far? In the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 8 through 12. Now this psalm of David opens and closes on a note of thankfulness. David's emphasis is on showing gratitude and giving thanks to the Lord for rescuing him from a dangerous and difficult situation that was partly caused by his own pride. Now, after the Lord had mercy on David, he makes a vow of lifelong gratitude. In other words, he intentionally declares, I will give thanks to you forever. I will give you thanks forever. How long is forever? That's a long time, man. Yeah, that ain't a casual thing you do every now and then. That if you're going to give God thanks forever, that means every time you come in here, you ought to have a heart of gratefulness. You ought to come in here with thanksgiving on your heart. And when the choir asks you to sing and just move your lips a little bit. Amen. Worship is participation. You ought to be glad just to be here another day. Amen. The old folks say you ought to be glad that you can twinkle your little fingers, tap your little feet, and your lips talk about everything else. Let them praise them. So we don't come to church to go to sleep. This is not nap time. This is time to give God. Look what he says in verse 8. He says, I cried out to you, O Lord. Somebody say, I cried out. I don't know what y'all think crying out means. Is that something you do silently? Have y'all ever heard a baby cry silently? When they cry out, they want to get somebody's attention. I mean, if they were just silent crying, you'll keep doing what you're doing. But sometimes when they cry loud, you stop doing what you're doing to take care of their. He says, I cried out to you, O Lord. I beg you, I beg the Lord for mercy, saying, what will it gain if I die? If I sink into the grave, can my dust praise you? Can it tell of your faithfulness? In other words, David is saying, Lord, while I got breath, I need to praise you. Because once I die and turn to dust, my dust can't say thank you. My dust can't say praise the Lord. My dust cannot clap hands and shout out to the Lord. So therefore, while we have life, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be grateful to God for what he has done for us. And because we're supposed to tell the world of his faithfulness. So when you talk about God, it's not about you, it's about him. You're letting the world know what he has done in your life, not what you've done. Your ability is based upon what he has given you. So therefore, we give him thanks for allowing us to do certain things. Y'all gonna warm up here in a minute because it ain't gonna get no easier. We're gonna pull this gratefulness out of some of y'all. Y'all came here all locked up. We're gonna stay here till you let it. I know that'll get y'all attention right there. But y'all still got about 35 more minutes. Hold on. He says, now look, hear me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. He's crying out now, his petition, he's making his request. He says, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. Why? That I might sing praises to you, and what? What about that y'all don't understand? He said, that I may sing praises to you, and some of y'all put silent in there on your own. Just change the word. And say, I'm going to go to church and be. I know it. I can see some of y'all fighting it right now. I know it. But I'm going to ask y'all to give some praise here in a minute. So y'all might as well get your heart right. I told you, you got to get your heart right. Get your heart right. It's coming. I'm going somewhere with this. We're not going to talk about giving thanks and just sit here like bumps on a little log. We're going to have to demonstrate that God has been. He says, and you clothed me with joy that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give you thanks. How long? Don't shout forever. Amen. Shout again forever. Amen. Let that word forever be your moment of praise. Shout forever. That means that we owe God praise all the time. Anytime we think about what he has done for us, how good he is, we ought to give him praise. Even in your car, driving down the highway, listening to whatever you're listening to, there ought to be moments when you just say, God, I thank you. I didn't get here by myself, God. It was all because of you. So I thank you. And I vow to give you praise for not just on this Sunday, but on Monday, I vow to give you praise for the people on your job ought to know that you love the Lord and that you're not ashamed to give him glory, even on your job. I don't care if you're frying chicken at a fast food restaurant. You can still give God some praise. He says forever. Now look at this, Psalms 34, verse 1 through 4. It is believed that this psalm was connected with King David's dangerous experience with the Philistines in Gath. After David had fled to hide in the cave of Adullam. Now in order to get free, David pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech. And then Abimelech thought the boy was crazy, so he let him go. In other words, you know, some place in the Bible, it say when David got happy about the ark, y'all know the story. He danced right out of his. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine what it would look like here if Pastor Bold and Minister Latham got up here and just danced? And at least dance right out of our shoes. I mean, you know, back in the day, you used to go, you know, sometime when you got the praise and heavy in the club, your shoes came. I mean, because you just got so caught up in the doing what you were doing. What I'm trying to say, that same rhythm is in you now. It didn't go nowhere. Don't come in here on Sunday morning and pretend like you still can't shake your head and wave your arms and pat your feet. When you're at home, I guess you're doing it. You just may not be doing it to what I'm listening to. Some of y'all bobbing and weaving. So here we see David, after he set free, vows that he's going to praise and give God thanks anywhere. In other words, we find him now boasting about God in the presence of his men, talking about the power of God's deliverance. Look at this in Psalms 34, verse 1 through 4. He says, I will, somebody say, I will. Bless the Lord when? When? Say it like you ain't scared. When? I will bless the Lord at all times. His what? His praise shall where? In my mouth. In other words, when I open my mouth, every now and then I ought to say something about what God has done for me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually. It's not a one-off. We got to get in our heart and mind when it comes to giving gratitude to God. It's something that we ought to be willing to do continually. He says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Then he says, my soul. Somebody say, my soul. My soul. I mean, and when my soul gets, you know, that's why, you know, it was the time that they thought we had the corner on soul music. You know, any time you hear the word soul music, you equate that devil synonymous with black folk. Amen. Come on now, don't y'all try to play me. Everybody got a little soul now. But back then, why would they call it soul music? That means that whatever the person was doing, they were putting their whole self, their heart into it, their mind into it, their emotions was in it. So therefore, when the Lord said cry, they started. Some of y'all didn't bring your soul here. I'm finna recapture it right now and tell you, your soul need to be right here today. Amen. Your mind, your emotions, your feelings need to be right here today, focusing on God. He says, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Not about me, but about what he has done. When my soul starts boasting about what God has done, the Bible said the humble shall hear of it and be glad. There may be somebody here today who came here down and out, don't know what's going on, thinking they can't make it, but they see you letting your soul loose in here. Let your heart go and letting your mind go and you praising God and giving him thanks because you said you would. Then God, they can see you doing that in the middle of the crisis, but they don't got paid now. If nothing else, you ought to be shouting because you got they loaded your account. Oh, come on, y'all. Don't sit here and try to play me. Come on. See, he said, I will bless the Lord at not sometime, but at all time. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be. Then he used that little two-letter word, oh. Oh. Oh in the Bible is designed to get somebody's attention, to try to arouse them to go to a place that you're trying to take them. He says, oh, magnify the Lord. Not by myself. With me. Pastor Bolden is not up here shouting, oh, by him. I want y'all to shout, oh. Y'all getting quiet when I say this. See, when I say that, y'all should have went, oh. Y'all should, oh. I mean, you should have had a Baptist moment. Oh. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us. Us mean that's everybody. Oh, God, don't. I had to look up some of these words to make sure that I wasn't telling y'all a lie. He said, let us exalt his name. You know what together mean? Without exception. So that means that everybody in here, you're not accepted or excluded from giving God praise. So this is something that we ought to get 100%. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name to somebody shout together. Somebody shout together. Over here, somebody shout together. Lean up together. Let us give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Come on now, y'all can do better than that. You can do better than that. We're talking about intentionally giving God praise, giving him the thanks, showing him gratitude. Because somebody came in here down and out, they need to hear you praising your way through some things so they can be in. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. He says, I sought the Lord. I was looking for God. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Is there anybody in the house who's been delivered from anything today? If God has delivered you from something, I don't care how big or how small it was, if he delivered you, then you owe him some. Look here. Just by virtue of the fact that he delivered you out of your mama's womb, you owe him some praise. You owe him a thank you, God, for allowing me to come into this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Because look here, you've been delivered from something. Amen. 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 If you were the sinner, you've been delivered. Everybody has been delivered from something. And if God has delivered you, you owe him a praise. You owe him a thanksgiving. You owe him a heart of gratitude. I ain't trying to hype y'all up today, but every now and then we just need to go there. Every now and then we just need to do what we got to do. We need to go there. We ain't got no pipe organ up here trying to put y'all to sleep. I'm trying to wake y'all up because I want to feel like we had church today when I leave here. You know, I don't mind if you're a little bit wet when you leave here because you got so happy your pores open up and let some stuff out that didn't need to be. Sweating is good for you. Ladies, perspiration, I guess y'all call it. Psalms 103. This passage let us know that gratitude is built in remembrance. We must not forget to express our gratitude to God for all that he is, all that he does, and all that he will do for us. In other words, when we show acts of goodness and mercy, or God show acts of goodness and mercy, we have an obligation to every now and then to remember what God has done for us. That means you have to on purpose recall what he did for you when you was 15, what he did for you when you was 20, what he did for you when you was 30, what he did for you. You have to recall that to your remembrance, and when you recall it, then you have to give him. See, because we'll sit here and act like God has never done anything for us. And so therefore, your mind got to be engaged when it comes to giving thanks. Every now and then, you need to just close your eyes and have a flashback and see how jacked up you were. Don't sit here and try to play me like you always been in church on Sunday morning. And so therefore, before Sunday morning, you ought to go back and remember, oh God, I thank you for what you brought me through last night. Last week, God, I mean, before we weren't waking up coming to church on Sunday morning, when we even couldn't get out of the bed somewhere because Saturday night was just so, you didn't have to get towed down, but you just wore yourself out. You know, some of y'all didn't want to go home. They had to flash the light 6-7 times at the club. Then you still got mad. I mean, you got mad. It's 2:00 in the morning. Them folks ready to go home, and you still want to go. Oh, man, you ready to go. And then now that same spirit that said you'd want to go all night, come to church and can't give God 30. I dare you come here talking about, that's just too long. The club wasn't. We got there early, Major, and we left that late. So therefore. Oh, Lord, I said I was going to be able to do it. But I just want y'all to remember for a moment. Remember what you were doing before you got saved. Remember what you were doing back in high school. Some of y'all can remember. Remember what you was doing. And then when you remember that, you give God thanks. And God, I thank you for bringing me out of that. Because back then, God, I was sure enough crazy. I was doing some stuff. Then I look back and I have to say, I thank you, God, for what you've done. Look at this. In this Psalms right here, Psalms 103, verse 1, he says, bless the Lord. What? That word is, oh, my soul. See, when you think about how wretched you were, your soul know how bad you were. Deep down on the inside, it know just how bad we were. So therefore, when I get saved, I want a blessing with that same. I want my praise to come from deep down to let him know, God, I thank you. I'm grateful for all that you've done for me. We got to serve God with a grateful heart. Look what he says. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is what? Bless his holy name. And look here. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, verse 2, and forget not all his benefits. Look, good God Almighty. See, all of us veterans, and some of y'all got more benefits than others, I just look on your car tag and see. I can look at your car tag and see you got some benefits. You got some big benefits. All because you got a certain car tag on your car. You got some big benefits. More than just taking for parking space. You got more than just parking privileges. Some of y'all don't have to pay no taxes, kids go to school. Look here, it, because you got all those benefits, you ought to say,
thank
you. There are some people out there that ain't got those benefits. And God, oh, good God Almighty, all these 100% veterans in here ought to get up and give God some praise. Don't give God some praise. Hallelujah. Look at him. Oh, my God. Good God. Good God Almighty. Good God. Good God Almighty. That's something to give God praise. Amen. That's a benefit. Major, that's a benefit. When the government shut down, your benefit still. Lathan, don't sit there and check your head now. Because you the beneficiary of some of these benefits. Look at what he says. Y'all got to read this. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his. Amen. We got some benefits. Look at it. He says, "Who?" Now, the benefits that he's talking about here, he ain't talking about our VA benefits. But in all things, we ought to give him thanks. Even for those VA. Man, you know y'all blessed to just be able to sit back and wait for checks. Even if you don't leave the house, on certain days of the month, you know they're coming. Boom. How many of y'all got Social Security benefit? Y'all know when they come. be looking for them on them Wednesdays, whatever they, you know. Is it the second Wednesday yet? Why? My benefit about to roll in here. So God has said, hey, when you think about that and you call those things to remember, then we ought to give him thanks for it. I will bless the Lord of my soul, he says. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Well, here he tell us what some of the benefits for. Since y'all don't claim you get all your Social Security and your VA benefits, how many of you know all of us were sinners then?
Amen.
Yeah. When your sins got forgiven, that's a benefit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now everybody can clap on that one because you were born in sin. Amen. We were conceived in sin. So therefore we all have a sin nature. So he said, look here. We think about the benefits that God has done for us. He says, who forgives all our iniquities, all our sin. Somebody said, look, who heals all our diseases. Sometimes you've been sick. God has healed you. You owe him some. Who redeems your life from destruction. Some of us was on our way to a burning hell, but the Lord redeemed us. And so therefore, because of that, we ought to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. God, because that's a benefit that you gave me when you redeemed me from the pits of. Who redeemed your life from destruction. And I like this last one right here, Brother Rob. He said, who crowns you with loving kindness. And tender mercy. You know, anytime I think of a crown, I think of somebody that's important. You know, everybody don't just put a crown on their head. Kings, queens, and other folk. So when God crowns you with something, he's elevating you from one place. You know, people with crowns on their head sit in certain. Just look at how England operate over there. Even though the king don't wear his crown all the time, but he sit in a certain place, and everybody in his family is sit and stand at a higher elevation than everybody else. So God has elevated you to a place that's higher than where you were before you got saved. And he crowned you with his love and. So when you walk around, you ought to say, man, I'm crowned to be a person of love. I am crowned to be a person of kindness. I am crowned. I have been elevated. I don't have hate anything in my heart like that because I have been crowned. He says he redeemed your life from destruction who crowns you with love and kindness and tender mercies. God is faithful, and he's always been there for us. And so therefore, it's not too much for us to give him praise. You know, it's not too much for us to tell him thank you. And we do that from a heart that is already leaning toward gratefulness. Even, I tell you this all the time, when I was a little boy, my grandmama used to always say, man, if you can't do nothing, boy, you can tell folks thank you. If someone do something nice for you, tell them, don't take it for granted that they had to do that. You open your mouth and you tell them. And so all I'm telling you is, if you got voice, you're here so you can tell God. God want us to praise him and give him thanks. And he expect us to not just say it in here, but to share with those out in the world. Amen. We should all be on the same accord. I shouldn't come in here and have to fish no praise out of you. I got to throw a hook over here. They ain't bite that one, so I need to go get me this and throw that over there to them. Maybe they'll bite that. No, look here. We ought to just say, we came into this house to praise the Lord. And everybody ought to say, yeah, that means we're going to make some noise. That means we're going to give him some thanks. That means we're going to elevate him. We're going to magnify him. We're going to glorify him. We're going to make it all about him and not a, I know some of you, but you just don't take all that. You just don't know. The Bible then is not calling for silent meditation on these times. Amen. That's the time for meditation. This ain't there. Now, when you're at home and you're sitting on your rug and that's what you want to do, that's fine. That's your way of praising and meditating. But here he said he wants to hear some voices. Man, I wish somebody could just imagine in their mind what it feels like to be crowned. Can you imagine? You know, they just stole some jewelry from out the Louvre over there in France. Can you imagine someone dropped $100 million crown on your head? I mean, I mean, so, I'm talking about a righteous one. You know, with $100 million on y'all head, some of y'all are. Some are half. You weren't standing. Baby, I got $100 million on mine. My feet can't help but, my hands can't help but, so I got $100 million sitting on top of mine. And you got the sacrifice of the Lord sitting all over you, who redeemed you from your sins. And the least you can do is give him some thanks. Give him some praise. Magnify him. Elevate him. Make this all about him and not about you. Because we come into this house to magnify him. To lift up his holy name. That's what he did. He crowned us with his loving kindness. And we ought to be thankful for that. And we ought to share that with others, because there are sinners out there who need to know God's loving kindness has been extended to you. You don't have to live in the life that you're living for the rest of your life. Loving kindness has already been extended. It's up to you to accept what has been given. And that's our job. We have an obligation to be so thankful for what God has done for us that we don't mind sharing it. Amen. Let me close with this in 108. Go to Psalms 107, verse 1 through 8. This psalm focused on the Lord's redemption of the nation of Israel from captivity in Babylon. The circumstances in this psalm can be experienced almost by anyone. So from this psalm, I want to motivate you to give God thanks for his goodness and his works of deliverance in your life. My heartfelt plea is for you to recognize and express gratitude to God for his goodness. This psalm clearly lets us know that the redeemed of the Lord is supposed to, y'all, some of y'all know this. The redeemed of the Lord is supposed to. I don't know how you say so without saying. Just the word say so means it means that somebody have somebody say it. Some of y'all done mastered that thing of how to say so without saying something. And I'm telling you, you got a master's in something that's wrong. Because you're supposed to. In other words, you're supposed to openly declare and testify about the goodness of God. People ought to hear something coming out of your mouth talking about how good God is. You know, when I was a little boy coming up, I was ignorant. And I frowned on that. And we used to even do it in church, and then I got ignorant again because people said, too long, too long. We ain't got time to get everybody up there talking about what the Lord done did. We got to go. And so we kill testimony, sir. And I'm sure that there are people coming here on Sundays whose lives have been changed during the course of the week, and they just want to say so. I just want to say so. But I'm listening to the folk who don't want to hear nothing, and we kill the opportunity for some people to. Did that make sense to anybody? Because in a minute, if there's anybody who wants to say so, I'm going to let you have an opportunity to say so. Because this is what the Bible says. He says in verse 1, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
He is what?
Good.
That good in my Bible got an exclamation point by it. Good. So that means when we say he is good, we say he is
good.
They taught us that in English. When you read and you see exclamation point, that's different from a little period or a comma. Exclamation point, you know now, okay, Finley, that would be all caps today, I guess. I mean, now you know some of y'all put y'all feelings in y'all text, and when I get a text in all caps, I know you know I'm supposed to feel something. Because there's some emphasis there. There's some importance there. That's something now I need to be paying attention to. Don't y'all sit here and try to play me. I done been the recipient of some all caps. And when I first started texting, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was part of the code. You can't just read all caps the same as you read the small letters. So some of y'all need to stay away from them all caps. Unless you capitalize for the Lord is. Boy, say, look, he is good. For his mercy endures what? We need to let people know God's mercy didn't run out with us. He still has mercy for those who don't know him today, just like he had mercy for us. His mercy, his kindness, his goodness is available to everybody today because they are new every morning. He says, here's the part I like. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many redeemed folks I got here today? You redeemed, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 If you're redeemed, that means God has bought you back. He's delivered you from the bondage of sin. And he said, look, if you have been redeemed, you're supposed to. And that's where you're supposed to testify to somebody how good God is, because you're the only person that can give an authentic testimony about you. I can't tell people what God has done for you, but you know what he redeemed you from, and that's your testimony, and you're supposed to. And I don't care what we did, when we did it, how we did it, who we did it with. We have been redeemed, and the redeemer of the Lord is supposed to. I'm not ashamed of what God delivered me from. I don't care, because now I have been set free from that. So therefore, I have to tell people I can say so. I can say what God brought me from. I can say so because I know I have been set free. And the one who's been set free is free in. No longer a slave, no longer bound, no longer ashamed of what we were, because we have been rid. And the Bible said the redeemed of the Lord is supposed to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Look what it says. Whom he has redeemed from the hands of the. And God started gathering his people here. He says, and he gathered out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. You know, some of y'all come from all over the place. But I ain't talking about your geographic, you know, location. You know, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm New York. Okay, that's fine too. He called you from that too. But some of us was way out there, east sin, north sin, west sin, south sin. You know, some of us, you know, based upon where we were at out there in sin, he called us from alone. See, some of y'all was nice. And the call went out and y'all didn't have to walk but a couple hundred yards. But some of us had to come miles. He had to call us out of some stuff, man. He had to call me long and hard at the club. Come out. And I'm saying, no, not now. Come out. But I like this. Come. And one day I decided, hey, I'm coming. And I ain't going back in to do what I used to do. So now, hey, I can go and see y'all jugalugal, do-do-do, boop, 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 and say, okay, I done been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I done came. I can't drop it no more. Can't back it up no more. Unless I'm jumping for the. See, I know some of y'all can still cut a rug. And I didn't see y'all. I was on the cruise. I saw what was going on the cruise when some of them old golders came on. Then we get in here in church on Sunday. Do I need to go get some of that cruise music and bring it in here so y'all can groove on with the Lord? Brother Wilson, you're laughing too hard right there. Now stop. So he called us from all directions to himself. All of us come to him with different levels of stuff in our lives. Some of y'all came okay. You was born in a nice neighborhood, nice thing. You went to private school. That's okay. You didn't do too much. You just stuck up. You didn't go out there and get drunk every weekend. You just stuck up. You just stuck on yourself. So he had to call you out of this. You too good to hang with us commoners. So he had to call you out of yourself. Amen. So you can see people like he see people. I mean, don't sit here and try to play me. Some of y'all got that spirit on you right now. And y'all just high-minded. Let me go on. So he gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They had wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city door. Talking about the Israelites when they was out there wandering around, they was in a desperate situation. They were hungry and thirsty. Their souls fainted in them. They almost gave up. They wanted to quit. There are people out there today who are hungry and thirsty for this word, and they're all about to give up. And we have an obligation to try to reach out to them and let them know that God loves them and that his mercy is still there for them. Then he says, look, in verse 6, then at that time, they cried out to the Lord in their. That's when you ought to be crying out. When you find yourself in trouble and you don't know what to do, you need to stop looking at folks online and on TV and start calling out to the Lord. In your time of trouble, in your time of distress, in your time of discomfort, you need to cry out to him. And look here, I'm telling you, when you're really there, this ain't no little measly mouth crying out. I mean, you want to get his attention. That's when your soul get involved in crying out to God. When something is on you and you just want to cry out in your soul, God, I need your help. There's nothing wrong with you crying out to God. He says, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the, somebody say right way. You know, the Bible got to say right way, that means there's a wrong way. And so therefore, we want to trust God that he's going to put us on the right path and lead us in the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. And then here we come with the close. He says, oh, that word is again. That men, that's what Pastor Bowden's up here shout. Oh, that striving will give thanks. Oh, that striving will give thanks to the Lord for his. Has he been good to striving? Has he been good to you? So I'm pleading with you. Oh, that striving will give thanks to the Lord for his. Let's just stand up and give the Lord some praise right now for his goodness and his wonderful works for the children of men. We owe him some thanks. We owe him some praise. We owe him our best shout, our best hallelujah. We owe it to him. We owe him our best testimony. Now, while you're standing, is there anybody that want to tell somebody what God has done for you? And if you have, if you do, come up to the front right now and we'll give you a mic to let you let the world know that you want to say so. You want to say what God has done for you. There anybody? There's anybody? Brother Jan, get Brother Jan, Sister Janice the mic. Hallelujah! Every now and then somebody ought to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Lord, I could have been dead and sleeping in my grave.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, you saved me. In 2005, I lost all my immune system, but you brought me out of that. In 2006, I fell and messed up my ankle, but you brought me from there. 2011, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but you brought me from there.
Glory.
I want to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, you know, I've been praying and praying that my son would get his life together. But you know what? My son got his life together.
Amen.
He got a job. He's working. He got his own place. And he calls me. He said, Mom, he said, I know you was praying for me.
Amen.
I said, yes, son, I was praying for you. I said, you was out there on them streets, nowhere to go, nowhere to live. But I prayed and prayed that God would send you somewhere and give you some help. But you know what? God sent him some help. God sent that help, because I prayed every day that God will release my son. Amen. And I thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You released that child. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes. Oh, God, you is a mighty God that sit high and looks low. I praise you every day. I give you all the praise and the glory, Lord. I thank you for my life, health, and strength. I could have been, like I said, dead and gone. But, Lord, you made a way. And I'm going to still continue to give you praise and the glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless your name, God.
I just want to thank you guys for giving me this opportunity. Pastor, it's kind of emotional for me, but many of y'all might not know, but I'm legally blind. And but through this church, I lost my sight, but I didn't lose my spirit. Thank Amen. God.
Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
First, giving glory and honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. About a month ago now, on October 12th, I took a fall. I thought I could get up. I didn't think anything was wrong, so I got up and I went into my daughter's house where I had fallen on the porch, and then I couldn't walk. I couldn't put weight on this foot right here at all. So anyway, I got to the emergency room, and the only person's name I could call out, because that pain was, my hip was fractured, and it was the, I think it was the posterior femur, but it was fractured, and it was painful. And the only thing I was calling out the whole time, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I said, help me, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And so, but anyway, God is good. And when I went, I went into the emergency room that night. I had surgery the next morning on October 13th. And then I went into Encompass Health in Pensacola for in-house rehab after, I think it was, I was in the hospital probably 4 days, and then into rehab on a Thursday night. Had rehab on a Friday, and Saturday I was walking fine with a walker, I didn't have to have any assistance.
Amen.
From the nurses and the staff. Then a couple of days later, they said, okay, you can go to the bathroom by yourself at night. You don't have to call anybody. During the day, they said, but let us know at night when you're going to the bathroom. I said, okay, I can be obedient. I can do that.
Amen. So,
anyway, I thank everyone that prayed for me, and the church, the people that drove all the way to Pensacola to come visit me, even though you wasn't there in body. I know you was there in spirit. I know I felt your prayers, and I know that I'm able to walk without this now, but I just do it for security when I'm outside of my home. But inside my home, I can walk around. I can cook. I can do what I can as long as I'm not bending. So I praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. His mercy endures forever. Glory to God.
Right. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So I quit my job in the end of August. And it wasn't me that quit. The Spirit finally confirmed that I could quit. So I did quit. And thank you for 100% VA. Absolutely.
Praise Him for all the benefits. Amen. The benefits.
And during this time, it's just He's been showing me that I have to put all my trust into Him.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we get caught up in our finances. We may not be being good stewards over what He's given us. And in this time, He's showing me that, dude, calm it down, chill it, bring it back in. And just yesterday, my fiance and I, we were having breakfast at McDonald's, and I just broke out crying because I realized that even though I can't see what He's doing right now, that I know that He's working.
Amen.
And that we have to get out of our own ways sometime to let Him work and
Amen.
Just trust that He is working. So if anybody is feeling like that, you know, you have to do something, no, sit back, be patient, and trust him and know that he's working.
Amen. 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 We thank God.
I'm sorry, Pastor, but okay, I just want to say, okay. I went to a football game, and I didn't see no Georgia fans sitting down quiet. And I'm going to tell you, if y'all was at a, I'm not talking about y'all, but if anybody go to a football game and think you're just going to sit there and you done paid all that money, and we serving a mighty God.
Amen.
So, y'all, this was an opportunity that when I was standing up cheering to the top of my voice with all them other fans, I said, Lord, I can't wait to get in the presence of you and cheer with my brothers and sisters in Christ to the top of my voice.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for this privilege, y'all.
Amen.
Ain't no bulldog gonna get me into heaven. They can run all the touchdowns they want, but I serve a mighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen.